We're hoping at the end of the simin, Klipei Zayin, the sugya, the end of the sugya, Machlis Tashmish. So that's by now you should realize there are two different sugyas over here. There's a sugya of seeing Mamas, Roy Machlis Tashmish, to Asla Bailo. The second sugya over here, the idea of Estes. That means really from Alf to Tess was Roy Machlis Tashmish. Then Yod and Yud Alf goes discuss the sugya of Vestas over here. And we set off the simin, is that this intertwined one with another? Now you have the Peskachu, the beginning of the Chavdas, and the Rebbe discusses is the whole sugya of Estes, and Roy Machlis Tashmish is building off upon that, or the two different inyonim. That means we have the locha by every time an Isha sees Machlis Tashmish. In Sif Beis, we wrote down what is this man. We had the Tor Shita, Teru Ben Amito, we had the Machabe Shita, the locha Tachas Karve Kesses, and Duo Ketze Kinuach. And we brought down the Ramah, went to Yesh Emin the Raivit. We said that between a couple of minutes, a couple of seconds, verse a half hour. How the Sugya of Vestas, Sif Yud and Sif Yud Aleph, come along the Peska Tshuva and bring down the Chavadas, that's a Sugya of Vestas, nothing to do with Roy Machlis Tashmish, that's even a Zman Moflik, that's even a long time afterwards. That means Pashtas, the two different Chalokim over here, two different Inyanim over here, what is the Zman, how we're discussing over here? To ask the Bailo, that's to be Samach, in the Bikim, but up to half hour. They get the Sugya Vestas, said the Peska Tshuva and the Chavadas, it's not even Muflik. Now there are those who want to mafakrik upon that, or Choshulchan said Tzarachiyin, the transformation wants to be Mekel, how Allah Maisa, the Chodshani, the Badai Shulchan, they bring down even Muflik, you have this Baya. That means, Stam, you have Tashmish with the Isha, 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, she sees Dam over here, that's Nichol Sugya of Vestas, that's Sif Yud and Sif Yud Aleph. We did mention last time, how far is that going to be? That means you have Tashmish at 12 o'clock, and 2 days later, you see Dam. You make upon the Sugya of Vestas over here. Says Achoinim, you read the Peska Tshuva slowly, bring down the Chavadas. You have 12 hours. That night, not 12 hours, Betzem, that Oina itself. And the Bada Shulchan says, it's Dafka that Oina. He does get involved, why that's so. Looking to get to Kvitzis, which we're going to get involved, best Oinas, we see the 24 hour period. So why are we Dafka? It's 12, only that Oina. Shiloh, but that's how the Ikku we go. That means it comes out, we have two separate sugars over here. What means that the Asl, the Bailo, that's Roy Machlis Tashmish, Al Futes, that's within a half hour. Then we have the Sugya Vestas, Sif Yud and Sif Yud Aleph. Now let's say an Isha wakes up in the morning and she sees Dam over there. What's the Locha? And we come along and say the same Baya, Mitzah, the Sugya Vestas over here. So the Chor, we should know. There are 2 points why not to say it's a problem. Number one, the end of Simon Kutzadi. When a person has a kesem, do you count mitzah the sugya vest? The mechaber says no. The chur, when you wake up, and you find dam there, she did not wake up from it, you know, the sleep. She only found the morning. Nichli get of a kesem no agasha. Even if you want to argue the point over there, the lach was in simon kufbe dalid, in sif, kufbe dalid, sif dalid, the mechaber discusses, you're not sure you saw before, when during nates you see? Before nates, after nates, exactly nates. My mamash got this email Thursday. A guy said, my wife just saw mamash at Shkir. Not sure before Shkir, after Shkir. Exactly, how do you count 5 and 7? So the lach was, Mechaba says, you go to the later point. We have the Rosh, Balamah, the Rav, Machlekes. Chazok could happen later on. Meister Shach Paskins were Choshish. Especially the Tzivla or Zerua. We're Choshish for both Smanim over here. The other lach I told the person is, you have to count the day and night, but don't take on the Zerua. It comes out over here, that's only when you're not sure you saw before Nates or after Nates. But you woke up in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, they come on the Chodim, they say the Lachid, no. Then the Vadu go up to the morning. And therefore, let's say again, you're Tashmish at 12 o'clock at night, you saw it 9 o'clock in the morning when she woke up. The place can say, no, that's Chazok of the Hashgah. Unless they say 2 points, either it's the amount of Dam she saw must have been came from the night before, or the Dam dried up, and therefore must have been came from the night before. Otherwise, it would be not Nichol and Tzayah Sugyo. But otherwise, if you Ustami, you have again Tashmish, 12 o'clock, you see 3 o'clock, that would be Nichol Sugya of Vestas over here. Now, once that's our Sugya Vestas, come on, let's discuss all at the beginning of the Simeon. Is that also built upon our Sugya over here? That means, come on, the Nebihuda, the Sam Sugya, say, just like over here, Sugya Vestas, same things of Alpha, Bezin, Gimel, and onwards, Nichol Sugya Vestas. The Chavadas disagrees and says, also you have to worry about the Sugya of Chashash Chayli over here, a separate concept over here. That means, what is the nafka meaning between the two sugyas? Again, number one, the Zman Shavoy. That means, again, Roy Machlis Tashmish is only a case of Samach. In the Bikim, up to half hour. Mashakin El Sugya the whole entire night. A second thing is, the get of Gimme Sugya, if you happen to be talking to Asloilam, El Sugya Sugya Vestas, El Sugya Precious. Lel Tiliyasa, other nights it might be Mutter. Void, we do see over here is when another important concept over here, a third thing over here is, again, number one, if you see a vest, you have to do a Sugya Precious, even as Mamuflug. But now let's see, a couple of hours later, Negeta Lochasim Kufpe Vav, do you have to remake a Chazaka? Kemlun Chavadas brought down by the Pesach Tshuva, and number one, they point out those who follow the Mahalach of the Shach, who do not make a Chazaka. So they're Medina, they have to make a Chazaka, even though it's Mamuflug. But even those who made a Chazaka, come on again, the Chavadas says, also still they have to remake the Chazaka all over again, even though you saw his Mamuflug. Now there are those who disagree with this Chavadas, and they get to make Chazaka all over again, the grass. But if this one going out the way, they pass the Lach L'maisa, you have to make all over Chazaka. That means our Lachas, the Fudus of Yud Aleph, is different, or being wasted of the Klum over here, and they get to the idea of Estes, that even as Mamuflug, Sugya Precious, and you have to remake a Chazaka or create the Chazaka for the first time. Now, the difference is our Sugya, in the case of Vestas, is going to be a case of Rabbonim. Why Machbash Tashbash? The Chavadash was argued clearly, the case of the Raisa. But we'll say, no, it's Vestas to Rabbonim. Nafkamina also, if it's Vestas, in the beginning, you have a Heter Muselekes, Muberes Menekes, like we'll have over here, the Chashash Chedli won't have a Heter. That means the Achurman is crossing is our Sugya on Sukkudin Aleph, same Sukkud in the beginning of our Simin over here. Just to speak out these two questions over here, get a clearer understand where it's coming from. That means we have a question over here, Dabon de Raisa, and we have a question, what we have our Sugya here, Vestas, if you do Yud Aleph, what Vestas are we discussing? We know there's Vesta Oinis, there's Vesta Achila, Vesta Guf. What Vesta are we discussing and how do you apply it practically, and therefore you'll understand what exactly Shach and Taz is discussing over here. So first, the get is Drabon de Raisa, in Sifyut Beis, when the Mechab brings down the Lochit Oshla Shoisla, you have to get the Bosmer, Wizim Amokum, the Mechab is bringing down the Beis Yosef from the Rajbah calling Maram. Maram says, what's the reason why you have to get divorced for? Because Be'etzim, when a person is also in the Raisa, you don't have to get divorced. But here's a Chumro, this baby day Kulo, it's in the Abon, the Kal Be'enov, and for therefore, that reason it's called Be'enov, you have to divorce a person. That means besides for the din deraisa of Prisha, you have din derabbanan to get divorced. They're saying Roy Machlus Tashmi din derabbanan. Of course, the starker point is show from over here that we discuss in the beginning of the Simit is Roy Machlus Tashmi derabbanan deraisa. A clear Beis Yosef from the Ramaram brought down by the Rashba that Roy Machlus Tashmi is the case of deraisa derabbanan over here and skilled if you have to get divorced. Therefore, that Chodim, in the beginning of the Simit, being right from this Beis Yosef, the Loch is a Dindu Rabbanon. They point out, that's true, certainly, the case, you could bring right from here, from the case of Simit Aleph. When you get to our Sugya, Sif Yud and Yud Aleph, Sugya Vestas, we be'ik anyway, Paskin Rabbanon, Vestas Rabbanon, and certainly, a Vesha Enik Vor, Lekulam with Dindu Rabbanon. That means the contrast one versus another. That means the Chavadas have a big cash upon himself. He says Vestas by Chavadas by Roy Machmashash, which is Dinder Aiso. He has to answer this Rashba. But if she didn't get to Ausdig Yosef, Yudin Yud Aleph, everyone agrees it could be a case of Rabbanon. That's Aleph. But what Vestas are we discussing over here? We know that the Sugya of Vest Oinis, the Simukov Paites, Sif Yudain, treats as jumping. We know we have Sugya of Vest Aguf, the Sugya of Piako, it's yawning, stretching, and belching, to do constantly. That's Sif Yutes and Kuf Paites. Then we know we have the locha of the Ramah, it's Mikuf Paites, Sif Chav Gimel, the Sugya of Vest Achilo. Which one are we going to contrast to our Sugya, and how do we apply it by us? Now, just really to understand, you have to do a quick chazorah of the lochas to apply it over here. So, first, the locha negate to Vest Oinus, what comes out. But Oinus, you have Oinus happen one time, an Oinus happens three times, and Oinus in the case of a Morkov. An Oinus that happens one time, the loch is Wenach Choshish, the only thing you're left with is Oinus Beinoni. And says a Shach, there's no Afloga, there's no Choshish, but there's a Morkov. Meaning, on, let's say, an Aleph Nisan, you got into a car crash and you saw down. Aleph Eir, you're Mutter, unless you get in a car crash. You have a case of a Morkov over there, then if not, be punished that day. Otherwise, the only thing you're left with the Oinus Beinoni is that's it. The case of Chazaka three times, That's the only way they store it. Machlokes, you showed him, the Torah says you have to be oikev three times. The Mechaber went like the Ran of the Rashba and says, it's not chush at all, it's not normal. Masha Enkin, the Ramah, went to the Grace Maimonides and says, you chush for one time, like a Vesha Enikavor. Therefore, when the Shach brought down Avri Rabbi and says, we read one in of the Shimsha three times, came along the Kivega, because that was Vavo, why need three times the of the Shimsha? The Shach says one time. He said, this is why Nichol Vesta Inis. And Vesta Inis, Avri Rabbi is chush for the Torah Shita, you need to be oikev three times. I mean, the answer if you would be brought down the Torah Shita, and we do not pass in this way. That's a case of Vesta Inus. Case of a Morkov, then what's halacha? You have Vesta Inus, we're chayshiv the Morkov. Vo'id, we have halacha Sim Kofay Beis, Sif, and the end Sif Yud Beis, you're chayshiv the Oinu Beinus. Chayshiv the Morkov, the Oinu Beinus. That's the case of Inus, very simple. The case of Guf, what came out? Also, you have three things. You have Guf one time, a Guf three times, a Guf Morkov. A Guf one time, what's halacha? You're chayshiv for everything. That means Aflaga, Chaydish, Beini, and the Mechush itself. Now what that means, just to be clear, I was trying to understand, some Noshim will have pains, cramps, and they'll see. And then some Noshim they'll see without the pains and cramps. And some of them have pains and cramps and not see. If I gave three options over here, I said three things. She'll see without the cramps, she'll see with the cramps, she'll have the cramps without seeing. If it's all three, Shaykh, then what's happened next time? Next time really is, if last time you had cramps and you saw it, next time you're chayish for all four. If last time you did not see, it was not the way, you had cramps and you did not see, chayish for only three. Because you're oikid the mechush. Masha enke, numerous women are not that way. Numerous women, every time they have these cramps, they always see. But they'll see without cramps. That they were never oikid the mechush, you're always chayish for that mechush, no matter what happened last time or not. That means if you always see, if you, every time they have this mechush, you see, you never oikir it, you always chosh for it. That's a case where I personally saw it one time. A case of a morkov, then what's that locha? You chosh for the, sorry, without morkov. What's the case of three times of a gof? Locha is you chosh for the mechush itself, and also in a bainli. If you have only a morkov by a gof, what's the locha is? You chosh only for the morkov and nothing else. A cool over here. Now, what is different? That means you have two different lochas of oinus versus gof. One basic nafkamino. Again, if you see one time with the oinus, you're not chayshish, gof, you are chayshish. What is the difference between oinus and gof? Everyone knows a basic idea, the Rashi, the Ran. One's a siba, or one's a simin. One's causing it to happen. One's it's going to happen and showing it to go happen. Oinus is you cause it. You jumped, you caused it. You caused it to happen. You are the siba, you are the cause. One's a simin, it's going to happen. The body's showing you what's going to go happen over here. First, what is our sugya? The pashtus is for chitzoyna. Is it sibo or simin? What's tashmish? What's lel tefilo?
Sibo.
Pashtus api svar shvoy. It's a vesta inus over here. What happened? Whether the tefilo caused it, whether the words the tashmish, the chimo or the chimo over here, the warming up of the body or the chimo, the desire, these things caused it to happen. Pashtus is a case of vesta inus. That's svar chitzoyna. That's aleph. Voice in the shach of bingurayon. That means the Shach over here in Sukkot Laman Hei says it cannot be a case of Vesta Oinus. Why? Because Allah is, so it cannot be a case of Vesta Gof. Why? Because Vesta Gof after one time, you're Chayshish. Over here, what's Allah? You only Chayshish when it's a Morkov. Why are you Chayshish only when it's a Morkov? That means Allah, Yamun Mechabah Sivitalam says, when you saw it with Tashmish, 6 months later, you saw it with Tashmish, what's Allah? 6 months later, when you see again with the Tashmish, to be Chayshish. Or he said, the case of Chodesh, the same thing. So, Al Chodesh with Tashmish, next month with Tashmish, be Chodesh. Ulal Tvila. Why Dafka Morkov? Said Taza, bring your raya. This is Kimtis. Not Oinus is, this case over here is Dafka in the case of Oinus, not Gof. But Gof, you do not need a Morkov. That means, number one, Svarachit Saino, it's an Oinus. And number two, came along the Shach says, what is our Sugyo? It's Vesta Oinus. Because it's Vesta Gof, be Chodesh without a case of Morkov.
That means. What? And there's a Morkov of, if she sees every time by
Nils Pilon,
there's
a
Morkov of two
Oinsen. Oh, we'll get to this Kashi. But that's Kashi, yes. But Maisi, he said, the Shach speaks out, do not tell me it's a Vesta Gof, give not, let's be Choshu one time. Then a Morkov. Elamite to Vesta Oinsen. And we did a black white Shach, number one, Api Sor, number two, Api Raishavoy. Then the Sig over here is a Sig of Oinsen over here. What's the Sig of Oinsen? Kamul Nachoinim say, just like our Sugi Zaynis, the Falsa base of Gimel, Kamul Nachoinim say, it's also Sugi Oinis. That's the game, the Ravon, the Chavadas, is saying, where get Oinis from? It's a Shach of the year. Now the Chonu has to answer back, the Chavadas said, no Raya. Here is this Mamuflik, the beginning of Roy Machmas Tashmish. Maybe that's a Chashash Choyli. You have to be Mesev Nachasugi Chashash Choyli. That means the Chavadas and the Rebu is on what to extrapolate from the Shach over here. That means the Rebu is saying the Shach is calling the Oinis. So the whole sim is Oinis. Oinis, we have to move back, we have to move back. To get a drop on over here. Chavadas said, no. That's true, it's a case of Oinis. But also a case of Chashash Choyli, which Roy Machmas Tashmish went Samach over here. But Maisa come out, this Shach over here by Alistair goes to Vesta Oinis. That's the numbers of Chen of Gold, and Peter brings it down that way, first some Moshech, some Seifer, Shalom Eishev, Beish Shleimo. That's one mahalach over here. We'll see the Taz not go this way. A second way to understand our Sugya is Betzem, there's another idea over here. We have Oinis and we have Gov. We have the idea of Achil over here, Vesta Achilo. Dov of Chimum, something they eat, a chop or hot. Now, first, again, Aloha Maisa, what do we do with the Vesta Achil over here? We have the Mechaber that does not bring it down at all. It sounds like he equates the Sugya Pfitzis, and therefore he's not Chosh for it. That's how the Rajbo, the Rajbo went. Tarasheni, Ramah, the Kofpe test if Chav Gimel brings down Yish Oim Vish Oimim, is the anus or the case of Gov. Aloha Maisa, Tosh Shlomo says, we pass Kinu Chosh for both. It's anus and side case of Gov over here. Now, the obvious question is, what is Vesta Achil? Why al pisvar shibayu? What is that? Is that a sibur or a simen? Is it outside factor or something that's built in over here? Al pisvar is sibur over here. So one, what's a svara to give a vesta guf? It's mamash kvitzo, you cause it to happen. Achila, you ate something sharp, it caused it to happen. What's the svara over here? Why do we have this middle category of vesta achila? So we said big kids over there, but the ik over here that's speaking it out. What's the sound over here? And nafkamina is not applied over here. I mean, there are really two mahalach among the Rishonim. And Be'etzem of Kiregir and the Yehuda over here, and Sefiud by Afrafi is bringing down these two mahalach over here. One is the Balmo wants to come along with Taino, that the chil between Vest Achilo versus Vest O'inus, the Vest O'inus is Bakorchach, against your will. Something did not want to go happen. You got banged, got hit over here, against your will. Achilo is Yeratzim. You have Lanosa, you have desire for it to go happen. Therefore, once Rotzen, once Bakorchoi, therefore, what's Tashmish? Lanosa, Yeratzim. What's Lal Tfilas of the crazy? That's Lanosa, that's Achila, it's Vesta Gov. That means the Chilbjin Achila versus Einis, and one Bakorchoi versus one Rotzen, and Alistair good, Nichol get of Achila. The Chenim do is upon the Balamor. Let's say you jump because you want to jump, you enjoy jump rope. You enjoy jumping. Is that Nichol get of maybe of Achila? The Chonim deal with the Balamor is not that simple. How to apply this concept of neged jumping when you do it lanosai. That's how he fell down. That's something you got a hit. How do you do lanosai? What's bumper cars? You enjoyed it. You did the kavana. Is that nichol neged of achilo or oinus? But myself, we have a Balamor's mahalach over here. That the side of here is oinus versus rotsim. Therefore, they come along with taina that our side nichol neged of oinus of achilo, which is the neged of vesta gof. Then again, you go back to Kiveger. What's the side of afriapri? Why say of a shimsha you need a case of three times with the shach at one time? So it brings down, Kregger says, you know why? Because he held Nichol Geda and Vesta Achilo, like the Balamor, a case of La Nosoi, and therefore we oike something, you have oike three times over here. That means we have, really, the Kregger brings down the 2 points over here. What is our sigil? He says, if it's Vesta Oinus, maybe he held like the Torah, oike three times. Maybe he held, don't forget, it's Vesta Achilo. Maybe he held like the Taz, Nichol Geda of oike it, it's the Vesta Guf over here. So we have two things over here that those who are tying the nichol together of Vesta Achilo. That's one mahalach. This is second mahalach, how to understand the chil between Achilo versus Einis is Taisus. Taisus' words are that one's Vemela, one's Betircha. Taisus that some Gimel and Beis discussed the Sugya Vesta Achilo. He asks this question, why is nichol together of Guf? He says, why? Because Guf is something that's Vemela. Kvitus is Betircha. Now the simple understanding sounds like one Sheva Taisa, one Kuvva Asay. The question is, why in the world is eating Shum, eating Betzel, Nichol Geda Sheva Taisa? Pasha, you're doing something, it's Kuvva Asay. It's not Sheva Taisa. So what's Pshat and Taisa? I couldn't have a hard time. What's Pshat and Taisa? Eating something is Nichol Geda of Memelo. How's eating something of Memelo? How's that so? So just two ways how the Achron Mizmanenu explain. The way the Baal HaShulchan wants to atayno, when he eats something, v'meilo, it's not pshat, when you jump, it's loosening the lining and it comes out. When you eat something, it's more the natural tevel, the person for the lining to shed, induces it. That means, for example, that's what you're supposed to see in the 28th of the month. When you eat something, it quickens the body's process, and they see day 26. But how's it shedding the lining? It's a natural thing. It's v'meilo. It's natural. It's a tevel over here. Mashiach, when you jump, what happens? You loosen the area, it comes out because you loosen the area. If you do not quicken the body's position, you loosen it, and then it comes out. A different malach. That means, be'etim, it's a built-in, it's a tevet dekazach, that you just did the melo by eating something. That's how Baal HaShulchan understands the yisoid. Avoza says a different yisoid. He says, the idea of tirchel versus the melo, is it doing it, hitting it straight, or is it a grom of almo? You want to tell you when you eat something, but the case of achila, it goes it's right away. It affects the makor. That happens a couple hours later. It's not a grammo. Right away, it affects it. David wants a tiny when you have, let's say, an injection inside the Isha's body to affect her period. He says that's nichol gedavas achila. Happens right away. It's not a side aspect. It, right away, it affects it. Fine. So again, we have first of all, we have two malchum. What achila is, we have tosfos in the Baal HaMor, and then tosfos two malchum among the Achronim Avoza and the Baal HaShulchan. If you want to set it up this way, you look in the article in Perek Yutes, Aruch Haftes, it just brings it down Bekitzer, these two ideas, with the two ways among the Achronim. Building upon that, take a case. What about someone who gets sick? Isha gets sick, is that the best oinus or not? So Be'esem, there's a Mefushet to Sefto that says when she gets sick, it's nichol together of best oinus or kritzis. The Chana point out that none of the Rishonim bring it down except for the Baal HaMor. Even the Rama brings it down by Ish, not by an Isha. The Ista Chana is, why is that brought down? The deceptive case of Chol when she gets sick, she be nichel together, or vest a kvitzis. The Chana get involved with, because what is a kvitzis? What's a chila? What's a case of a gof? According to the Baal HaMor, the get is Oynis first Rotsen, Bakorchach. So according to the Baal HaMor, what's Chol she got sick is Oynis. Avad nichel together Oynis. Mashiachin, we go with the mahalach of Tosfos to come along and start clearing. Maybe it's a straight upon him, nichol get of guf. Maybe it's or the tevi came, we call it straight upon the guf. And therefore, they do not bring it down. But oh, you look at the Shach Kufay Dal at the end of Sifya Beis, he says, we do not find anywhere in Chazal anything that's nichol get of vest except for Kritzis. What do you mean find nothing? What about the Kholso? Okay, it's in the Sefto. Sounds like that Hil Kholso is not nichol get of Kritzis. Really, you know, about the shell of the Baal HaMor and Tosfos, how do you understand Kritzis versus the case of Achilo? If you understand like Tosfos, very good, why it's left it out? The Baal HaMor and Tosfos brings it down, Nichol Geder or Baal Karchoi. Fine, so that's Bekitzer, I think we went through the idea of Vestas, applying in the gate to Vest Achilo, not just apply it in the gate to us.
Chosu would also fit on the right, right?
Chosu did not put down on the right, nothing
else. According to Shita, it should fit in, no?
The right, and I said Baal HaMor and Tosfos. No, what I'm referring to.
I thought there was another way of explaining the difference between pizza. Once are you?
But Korcha, what?
It's not even the outside. Again, it's just
no. If it's about Korcha, but not that's Baal HaMor. He economy calls it pizza. Now back to our case. Again, we have the Shach says, what is our case? Shach says of being a klor riot to kolam al hey that our riot is a case of oinus, not guf. Why? Because yechosh is only the case of a morkov. The Taz says the same thing. Punkfarkert. Yes, the kasha. Taz is the kodin. So kodin tazayin. He asks, "Ein lahakshus." Don't ask a question. One be choshu right away by itself. So mamash akev. We should be choshu right away by itself. Kamu lechoinim. So tayro the chadnish pideyo. They come along and say, "The Taz saying mamash akev for the shach." Said, "Let's be choshu right away by itself." Elamai. The Taz understand. It's not oinus. It's better than oinus. It's achilas gof. That means the Shach says, I bring you a rayo. Could we not chosh right by itself? Need a case of a morkov. It must be the case of oinus. Ta says, don't ask me a kasho. Ain't lach. Don't ask me a chosh right by itself. No, I can ask. We have to ask lo ilam. He answers the side point over here.
Taz don't work with the Shach talking about only Tashmish.
Tashmish and lo, right. Al Tashmish.
Shach only asks for Tashmish.
Right. Shach is. Let's be chosh Tash by itself. Without a morkov. We said, I bring you a rayo. That economic, because if it's gof, you chosh for the mechosh. Almai must be oinus. Oinus is chosh for the morkov.
Taz
is ain lach. Don't ask me a question. Let's be
morkov.
Right, that's bichosh by itself without morkov. The pun record. That's bichosh by itself without morkov. Right away.
What do you mean? Where is the shot? He's asking, why don't need it to be
kovazah that's it?
Just one
time. One ikfiyah, so bichosh is right away.
He's asking with tefillah. It's in tashin with tefillah. One time tefillah.
By itself, he's saying. Again, if you want the Tara saying that way in the Taz, and the Pideya, and Kiva Eger, and Marash, and Shuva, and Chaznish, all saying it's around the Taz. But he's saying, again, he's saying Farket, all the way, let's be Chosh Rare by itself. That's Nichol get a Vesta Guf, a Vesta Achil over here. And therefore, come along the Krasi, and the Rechaim, to the Tara, they come along, Mamshik, they say Farket. Our Sig over here is Nichol get a Achil, which is Vesta Guf. You should be Choshish. Except we have a side point over here that we're not Choshish as a Taz, because if not, you'll be Utzla Oilam. That means it comes out, what is our Sugya's Vestis? Well, everyone agrees that's Yudin and Aleph, but what's best referring to over here? The way of the Shach understands it, and half the Shram went to Nichol Vesta Oinis. And Taz and half the Shram went for Gert is Ben Oinis Nichol Gedev Achila Guf over here. Now, that's discussing a case after one time. The question, again, at the beginning of the Simin, is discussing three times Roy Machbash Tashbash, a case of Samuch. Is that the same Sugya like this or not? That's, the Chunma are taking more from our Sugya. And you have to realize there are two ideas over here, like start off. This is Sugya of Ibn Zman Mufluk, they get Sugya Vestis. Can you apply this if Alpha and Bays? That's Shalom of Nachon. It's discussed the case after three times. Negate the Sugya Roy Machbas Tashmish. Now, the Svar to Mechalik, Api Svar, should be the same Sugya. The Avodah says, and the Chavdas really speaks out, because now we have a Nocha Bayan Sifal, but it's not the Sugya of Chash Choli. That means our Sugya is only Vestis. Sifal, Nocha Sugya of Chash Choli over here. Just to speak out, this is the two main questions over here, to be clear. What the two stadim over here? I mean, we have one side, our sugya and the aleph is a vesta oinus. We have other side of nichol geda vesta achila vesta guf. The tzad to being a raya, this nichol geda vesta guf. You have two beikir rayas that Chanan discussed. One is, I think you were asking, that the loch is to when we have vesta oinus. What's be'etz in the case of lel tefila and tashmish? Lel tefila is an oinus. Tashmish is an oinus. The kvitz over here. Do we find ever a time we have two kvitz, two oinsim together that have a case of a morph be choish for it?
Why is love to feel an oinus?
Because that's an outside, again, if you go, it's an outside fact over here. Someone's causing it. It's kvitz. I mean, the coins, the shaks, malach, love to feel an oinus, the tashmish is an oinus.
Why is it like a shah?
It's not a shot. It's just, what were we saying about love to feel us? I mean, cause it.
The haguf of the rabbit's case of best shah is
that's a taz, not the rabbit. The taz says that. They want to ask you the taz. That's a taz, not the rabbit. So, come on the Chavadas and Orcha Shulchan, they ask on the Shach that you're saying, Lel Tefillah and Tashmish is the Nechel Oinus. Where in the world do you find a Mork of two Oinsim? That's one cash that I'd say it's Vesta Gov. It's Vesta Achil and Vesta Gov. The second way that they come along and say that everyone should ask, everyone was asking, the Mechavad does not hold Vesta Achil. The Ran of the Rajb does not hold Vesta Achil. In fact, the crazy places to the Tyro, how in the world can you say Pshat over here is Nichol together of Vesta Chilu, Vesta Gof? Sorry. Yeah, how can you say. I'm sorry, take it backwards, wrong way. By case of Oinus. The Mechab the other way around, right? The Mechab only holds the Oinus is a case of a Morkov. Over here, the Maestri, we don't have a Morkov, so why be Choshe after one time? The other way around, it's correct. The Mechab only holds the round sheet to Rajb, only name Morkov. Why Choshe over here? That's the Kash, that's right, Vesta Gov. Those are the Kashes. That's how, why it's Vesta Gov. I'll tell you why it's Vesta Oinus over here. The Shachming is right, let's be Choshe after one time. The Chavadas, which the Taz come along to answer, it'd be Oslo Ilam. And the other question is, what's it of Vashimsho? What's locha? How we pass over the ship? How many times? Once or three times? You pass it one time. Bishlam is Vesta in this one time, but it's Vesta Guf. Why not? You have to be Oiker only one time. You have to be Oiker three times. For over the ship, just says the shaft is one time. So that reminds the satire of itself answers. You read the Ramot slowly over the Shimcha is one time, not three times over here. It's Bitzad, the idea that the Ramot does not say it's Nichol Gedev and Akiro. The Amal comes along and says, Nichol B'dikas Shavaris. But again, the fact that Amal says Nichol Gedev B'dikas Shavaris, we see it's not Nichol Gedev Akiro, it's a Ves. Nichol Gedev B'dikas Shavaris. Right, so those are the Maisa, the Rayas over here, the Kan, what was our Sugyo? And the argument of the Lomdas, they seem to be arguing, what exactly is happening with Rayas Machmash Tashmish or the Sugyo Vesis? That means the Chavdas says it's Nichol Geda of the Chimum or the Chibor, the heat or the desire that you have over here, warming up the body or the Teva. Sounds like a case of Achil over here. Obviously, understanding is the Chol of the body, the fact that you get sick. That's Nichol Geda of Oinus over here. That's the argument what exactly is happening when you see Dam Machmash Tashmish. The way that Achor Shulchan says it over, when you have Tashmish, it rubs against the Gidim and softens the area over there and makes you open up. So what is that exactly? You're opening it up. Is that an outside factor? Or is that being or the Tev over here? That means forget, you can even get about Machlikis Lavozner and the Badar Shulchan, is it happening straight or is being or the Tev? Get about the Machlikis Chavdas or Achor Shulchan is being or the Tev or the Gidim over here. That means you can start playing lumps over here back and forth. What exactly is happening by Tashmish that can be good with the Machlikis, again, whether it's Machlikis Tashmish and Shach, or the Machlikis or Choshulchan versus Chavdas, or Choshulchan versus Machlokes, or Choshulchan, or the Choshulchan versus the Vosner. And that's the Lamedus over here. Maaser comes out, we have a Sukkah, we have a Vachlogo. That means the person has a case of Tashmish and Aleph 6 months later, and Aleph again, she had Tashmish, Roy Machmash Tashmish. That's a case of Vachlogo. Now the Chonim discuss why Davka Vachlogo is. Davka Vachlogo, even a case of Chodesh. Kamal Lushach, and he says, Aloch is Lab Davka Vachlogo, even Chodesh. Now there is a Rosh Hashulchan who wants to disagree. It says that Machab is very clear Davka Aflogo. Maisa Chonim go like the Peschei Tshuva the Chavadas, not to Mechalik. And therefore, if an Isha has Tashmish, 3 hours later, 3 o'clock in the morning, she's Dam, she's also 5 and 7. And next month, there'll be the same Halacha, Suga of Vestas over here. The same, she'll have Tashmish, the same day, she'll have the Bayam, the Suga of Vestas. That means it does happen that way. People come over to me, they saw later on that night, what's Halacha? We have a Sugya of Vest over here. Now, you have to realize that we have two Sugyas over here, Afloga and Chodesh. When you say the Sugya of Afloga, do we have to see on both sides of the spectrum, Tashmish?
What's the case of Vest? It's only after Tashmish.
On the same day, in Chodesh.
No,
we'll get to that Kiri. Yes, we're not Kiri now. Yes, we're not the question. We'll get to that. That means, first we have the vest. That means, first of all, what is a floga? What is a chodesh? How accurate? That means, the case of chodesh is Alf Nisim, you had Tashmish to be as well as Sodam. You did nothing wrong. Nothing wrong, 100%. Everything is motor. A month later, Alf Ir, the loch is, it's your Yibayam Tzal Sugir Vestas.
Tashmish should be good, because it's only the Tashmish that will cause it afterwards.
We don't know. So you have to be parish. We're not sure. You have to be parish. Now, that's the Negeitu Chodesh. Negeitu Afloga, the Shach is clear. We learn in Simon Kof by test. Also, Negeitu Afloga by Kvitzes or Kof was Muduric that way in the Shach of Sukkon Mem test over there. The Loch is, Negeitu Afloga, you see both ends of the spectrum. That means Agam Negeitu, the vest, Negeitu Yoin. We said you have one the first time at night and 3 times during the day. Maisa Nichol Negeitu Afloga is the day. We do not look at the first time. But Negeitu to get a vest, Negeitu Kvitzes or Kof, you need both ends of the spectrum. You need to get the kvitz before and the kvitz afterwards. The guf before and the guf afterwards. Tashmish before and the tashmish afterwards. Do it that way in the shach over here. You need both sides. That means the flog is not too. If that happens, you have to get both ends of the spectrum. The Achrim speak out. Let's say you have tashmish in between. And the Maaser, you did not see over here. What's the loch in that case? Is that going to be. Do we still have to count both ends of the spectrum over here? So, that's going to be ma'akil. But let's say she saw in between. The Chorim say, let's say she saw Dam, Kamal Chavadas, and the Bada Big Zam, Ikri go this way, not like the grass. The Loch is, you still count in between. You have 6 months in between over here. That means if you have Negeitu Afloga, you saw Aleph, and 6 months later, you saw an Aleph, and in between, she saw Dam again, does that take away that maybe the Tashmish caused it over here? So again, that's Negeitu Afloga, that's Negeitu Chodesh. Now, how are we Ikri it? So, when you, that's what we have to realize, there are two things over here again. Negeitu Afloga, let's say you saw an Aleph, Tashmish, then a Chof, Tashmish. Next Chof, you're Parish. Are you Choshish for 40 and 60 and 80? So we know when he, in Simukov Paites, and Sivta Zvav, when Machleg is Taz and Shach, what's the loch over there when you did not, when on 20 you didn't see, but you did not, you never saw at all? You Choshish 40 days later, 60 days later, 80 days later. The Taz says, until you see, it'll be Choshish, day 40, day 60, day 80. He pointed out, what? That's even a Vesh Enik for.
Really?
You never Oikir it. No, after you Oikir, 20, you never Oikir. We'll get to the
Kol Shem Zibor. Yeah.
No, because that's a different reason. Because you're Oikrib naturally, but here you want Oikrib to get into Tashmish. You have to be Oikrib. The Kamal Chavadasi says that on day 20 you didn't see it. We point out really it's 20 and 39 and 58. We call 20, 20 and 60. So they come along on 40, you didn't see. So Loch is on 60, you just, Chavdash Pas is not like the Taz, like the Shach. So the Maestro, we're not fixed with 60 by default, because there is no 60. 60 is not 20. However, he says, but let's say once you see already, so Loch is, how you Iker a Morkov? With a Morkov. There's no way to be Iker a Morkov without a Morkov. Therefore, if a person not of the Shimsha, you never Iker it. That means whether they get to that Flogel, or they get to the Chodesh, the law is, you're not going to be oikar the case unless you're of a shimsha. That's what Pesach Shuv brings down over here with Chavdas, and earlier also by the Atfilo. The only way to be oikar, says the Dagma Vavo, and says the Chavdas, the Pesach Shuv brings down, is only of a shimsha. Now, to get to the flogger, they point out, you won't be chayshish unless you see again. Because, again, let's say you saw an aleph and 6 months later you saw. 6 months later, you will perish. Fine. You mutter 12 months later. And 18 months later, mutter. But let's say you saw on, and 10 months later, it counts from then 6 months later on. Says the Chavadas. That means aflogi not chayshish until you see again my tashmish. That means chaydish, you always chayshish every 3 months. That month, next month, the month afterwards. Neget aflogo, if next 6 months later you just didn't have tashmish, there's no way to start counting again. You go like the shach against the taz over here. That's the Chavadas over here speaks out, and the Dagmavava speak out like the shach, not like the taz. But if you saw it 10 months later, you start counting 6 months from there.
I don't count 10 months.
I also count 10 months, he's saying both.
Why six?
No, six is you never iker. You never iker over here, according to the Chavadas. Maisa Numas are going to point out the simple reading of the shach. I mean, the Chavadas says that he's saying pshat in the shach. The simple reading of the Shach and the Paiskim is, if over the Zman, and that day, even that over Shimshu, the Maisha does not cure over here. That's how most Achanim go, Sitaire, Chach Masodim, Kitzer, Padashimonim, and others. They say this is not cure. The question is, why is it not cure? What's the far for it? The Maisha, Morkov, Choshul, you have only two way to be Oikur, to a case of Morkov. So there are different ways of understanding it, three different ways of saying it over. One, the Chach Masodim says over, is that when you have a Morkov, you're Choshish, we're not sure what you're Choshish for. Maybe it's a day. Maybe it's the Meichush, maybe it's a day with the Meichush. Says the Chochmas Adam, when you have a case over here of what's more Mestavra, that's what you should be Choshish for. Usually what's more Mestavra is a Morkov. But Mashenkin and Akis negate the Tashmush, what's more Mestavra is a day. Tashmush is a Mikrob Alma. Because usually most of us are not even called a Tashmush. Then he says, more Mestavra is a day, it will be Oikin a day. Once the day passed, without seeing, without being over, Shimshad is not Kiro over here. It's a Chiddush. That's the Chochmas Adam. Says, oh, that's more Mestavra. A second way of saying over what you may call the Yan Yosef says, why you chayshu by vesh any kuv after one time? Really, should be no reason. The chayshu might get the vesh kuvias over here. And Besim chesh ba'alm is didu apolim. And Besim says he said, why efshul avurei? Come avara. Over here, there's no way to efshul avurei. There's no way. What do you want to do? You want to ask you for the rest of your life on that day of the month. So why would Chazal put on the iser of bichayshu next month to mavara to see what's going to happen when you can no way to mavara? Chazal beiswar. Chazal never asked you over here. Maybe a third way of saying over, I think the Bada brings down this concept, to be machba put upon her to ask her for the rest of her life, one day of every month. Not Chazal didn't want to do that. That wasn't the point or the idea over here. Ke'in the Taz says the rest of life not to ask her, but to always ask her one day, because something happened one time, could be a mikro, not mistavro. So again, so is the akir over here, not akir, is machlik among the afreinim. Mitzchitshu being on the Chavadas and Maisa and the Yehuda and Maisa, there is no Akiro unless you're over Shimsho. Maisa, most of them not to go this way. The Lokha is there is no Akiro. And the Maisa, it does happen. There are people who will see Dam. That's Ma Muflik to be out later. The Maisa is Mutter. The Lokha is next month to answer it. And then the month after is not to worry about it anymore. Sifya Bey is back, not Sugya Vestas, back to Sugya Roy Machmas Tashmish. The Lokha there is that you should get divorced. They want to get divorced. They have to have a case of Aiden. At the shlush over here, but myself, the loch is supposed to get worse. And again, we said it before, the marab put on the rajbo, it's killed by Einov. People will not know the halach over here. They think that's the dinurabon over here, which could be the dinurabon, and therefore we'll tell a person to get divorced. And let's say she does not want to get divorced. What? We'll be over. It's not like we'll be over. The peskeshuva does bring down that let's say they don't want to get divorced. Because man is there, else came Rebbein and Gershom. You can't force them. You can't force them to get divorced. And that's the Maestro of Halacha over here. They just pointed out some interesting things. Let's say they did not want to get divorced. Is a chokas mutter or a chokas aser? Can we have to keep a chokas? What's a shiloh? We get the sugya of a chokas. Why in the world are there a chokas by your own wife not to get to other notion? Now the Israel Ma and Simchot Aleph and Ezra and Sim Zayin, other notion also have a chokas. But the Maestro, unless you can see this, that's not our hog over here. So why do they know a chokas to get to other notion only to get to your wife? So Rashi says, because yichud is mutter. Rashi Chabbos Rashi Aleph says yichud is mutter. The Rashi says more time by the Rosh because leave a gas for. Akmina they point out number one is chubas nida. According to Rashi, chubas nida is no din of a chokas. You can't give her a ksuba, you can't put the ring on the finger. But all those want to pass this way because yichud ma'aser is also. But a shulchan comes out of kei, the ma'aser says it's going to be also by chubas nida a chokas. And the malum they asked him why are you saying that for. According to Rashi, as the blows in my heart points out in the sugyo and Shabbos, ma'aser should be mutar a chokas. He says, anyway, be machmor against Rashi. I'm not sure he has a right from the sugyo of Avelis. And I'm not for me, the Chorah sugyo. Ma'aser yichud is also. It's a chokas mutar also. According to Rashi, should be mutar. According to Rashi, should be also. Another nafkin they point out, can say, you don't want to get divorced, but can you mistakle on the mokum gluoma? Look at the reason why you allow to look at your wife on her face, which is a nido, pas pasali. So Biyashu, if you're pas not pasali, you cannot also mistakle. The third thing they speak out, could you put on makeup? Skashas that's my. Now look at the kufs out of kei, and see if ches over there is. Only because you're tiru, why? Because shloj is gan al bailo. Yeah, forget it, it's gan al bailo, we want to get divorced. So she can't put on any makeup or anything without her husband. So in this situation, she's supposed to get divorced. But Kochum can't force. But also Stackle can't put on any makeup over here. And the look is, I hope you start crying in the mutter also. They do say, let's say she wants to go to the mikvah. We know by Pekuyut Bezman Azeh, last one, not let her go to the mikvah, it might be a mikvah over here. The Banu Shulchan here also. Bring down a love in that time, you cannot let her go to the mikvah over here. And that's if you base. Sivir Gimel is a sugya of a Pesula, which sees Dam. Now, the Ikka sugya to get the Pesula Dam is Simukum Tzad Gimel. What comes out, come on, my friend, as I point out, the Gemara is very clear that an Isha, which is a Ktano, Locha, you give her till Ashtichia Mako. When she's a Gdoila, but she did not see yet, the Locha, you give her 4 nights. When she saw, we give her Bias Mitzvah, and that's it. Meaning, when she sees Dam. When she sees no Dam, then B'nai Sol Echmiru Atzmon, when we machmer and say Shichu Shichu Azera, we're still going to ask to give a 4 and 7. That means Negar to our notion, the old Rossas, the already Gedolos over here. And therefore, the loch is, whether she's not or not, the loch is we give 4 and 7, and that's it. Now, it's obvious over here, to give again a Roy Machmas Tashmish, we have to be, the Chashash over here is, the Dam is coming from her lining of a Nidah, and therefore you're causing it to happen. But the Sulam is a Makkah, Betzim. And the Makkah, there won't be any problem. So the question is, when do we switch over? And we're not going to tell upon a psulim, and we tell upon Roy Machmas Tashmish. When we say it's psulim, and when we say it's Roy Machmas Tashmish, that's the question of the Sifu Gimel. That means first, come on the Beisaysif, as he brings down and writes the Sigur Tichia, Amako, and the Ketan over here, the love is, you can always tell upon psulim. He says, Mr. Tefino, I'm embarrassed to be Mako, because the rise I'm coming from is not good rise, because we're discussing Noshim that we're also already. Therefore, come on the Ramal. The Tazim Shakol this way, not like the Bach. The Lochvi to be Mekel Stamazai can be Mekel Amsulam. You need a Chochel within a case of Tsar. That means, number one, we need a case of Tsar, Lochvi not a Tsar, with a case of Psulam, or Telepon says what's here is the Psulam, not a case of Roy Machmas Tashmish. Now they point out that Achorinim, the Shulchan Gevurah says, but Mechabit does not bring that down. The fact that he left out, he sent them Beis Yosef, he might say he wants to be Mekel. And the Bach of Mice over here says the Tazim Shach wanted to be Mekel and say no, even outside we tell upon Basulam. Mice the Achim did not go this way. The Piskachu being done, the Rebbehudo, this is all the Achim go not like the Bach. And the Loch is the only time we tell upon Basulam in the case when you have Tsar. Otherwise, without Tsar, we're not going to tell upon it. With one exception, which is an important exception. Because the Chu being done from the Rebbehudo, let's say she has a Ves Kavua, in a Ves Kavua, even without Tsar, will be Mekel and say it's the case of Basulam. Now, why? Because we know the Mordechai Shita already in Sefei, Ramachlik is Taz and Versh Shach. By case when Isha has a Ves Kruah, we do not know she has a Mako. Shloi B'Shas Vestag, we tell upon a Mako. The Shach and Beis Yosef says yes. The Taz says no. even though we do not pass like the Mordechai, we would starve the Mordechai and say, when she has a vest kavua, even though she has no tsar, we make a pump psulim. Now, it's a question, why not get it to our nashim? So we said already that the Pesach Tshuva born on the Chavadas and Sefei, that what does Nifl get a vest kavua? A vest Tshuva Sadashim. That means our nashim usually not see before day 26. That means, let's say, in day 24, you have Tashmish, first time with her, she has no tsar, she sees dam. It's a vest kavua. When the case of dam down the tsar, according to the Behuda that we're bringing down now, the Pesach Tshuva, it comes along with tell upon Masulim, not necessarily get away from Machlus Tashmish. That means this Nidah Behuda is very important, even to get to our Noshim, because our Noshim by vest Tshuva Sadashim is nichol get a vest kavua, and the vest kavua out tsar be nichol get a of Masulim and not away from Machlus Tashmish. So again, so we have one category over here that first it has to be a case of tsar with dam, less it's a case of a vest kavua. Now, the Chayim do say, let's say the first time she has tsar, the second time she has no tsar, and the third time she has tsar. Come on, by the Shulchan of Etzim and Eben Ezek, of Yitzayin, Chayim by Shmuel says, over there, that still, the Loch is, we'll give a gather of tsar, we'll tell upon the case of Basulim over here. So, again, so we have one case that tsar with dam, we'll tell upon Basulim. We'll say the second time she had no tsar, you didn't go open up further, left as is. And now you open further.
Only she showed down the second
time? Oh, so we get to now. We didn't know. Now, the question now, if I care, let's say over here you have a case of tsar. I mean, we really have three cases over here. A case of tsar with dam, you have a case of tsar beli dam, and we have a case of tsar and you assume you have dam. That means again, we have a case of tsar with dam, that's where I'm all being mekel. We have, let's say, a case of tsar, you still no dam. You did a bidikus, found nothing afterwards, and afterwards you found something. Come on, Pesach Shubina Chavadas. So the loch is next time it's going to be usher, right? Roy Machlus Tashmish. Why yet tsar? You had no dam. That means no psulim left anymore. Next time you see it, Roy Machlus Tashmish. That's how the Chon bring down, even after the first meal. The third thing is, what happens? Now, the Mavuch among the Hogazi Klai Yisol, what you're teaching the Gate of Psulim. Those who teach the first time you do Bedika, the second time, what do you do? Do you teach a Chos to do Bedika after be or not? Some will teach you should do Bedika, some teach only check the sheets, some teach nothing. So each one on Tadon, each one I think by now is past that stage. So the question is, what's the loss when you have a tsar and you didn't do a bedika? Second B over here. Then the third time Maisi found dam. So is that the situation of the Amal that says tsar with dam with telephone? Or well, no, it's Pesach Tshuva's case when you found tsar with any dam, and that's B'machma over here. That Maisi again, the Chodim have a disagreement in this case, Pesach Tshuva and Al-Chavdas to B'machma. If the second time you did not do a bediko, maybe you had no dam. Third time you found dam, you went back with Tashmish. Maisa, come on by the Shulchan, Vushe Oz, Ravozer, say, no, right. Come to the Chen already, the past 2 months, Be Shloimo. The fact that you found nothing is you knew a bediko. But Stomo, the reason you didn't find, because you didn't look. If you would have looked, you would have found. Therefore, tell upon the case of Tsar in that situation, with dam, we'll say it's come from Basulim, and therefore the Lach will be make, will not Nichol get a Roy Machmas Tashmish. So again, what came out over here, we have again three cases. You have tsar with dam, with mekel, and even without the case of tsar by vest kavua. We have a tsar without dam, that were machmer, and tsar without pediko, that's the shalom of the Pesach Tshuva, Maisa, the machmer, and I hope it seems to be mekel. So if Yidal is the case over here, when she does not want to go to the Trilo, I'm sorry, she does not want to get, she has betzorim, she could go to the mikvah over here, the law she should get divorced. It's not about the misapproval. The friend discussed what's the issue. What become misapproval? Mice, hopefully, it's not negated to anybody. Just negated to the yeshiva. Tomorrow is the same. About the yeshiva, it's not a shayla. First seder for sure. Second seder if you can. Negated to Tuesday, all the yeshiva buses go. Mice, the yeshiva on Tuesday. And again, the end of seder, there's going to be a chavur in the back of Negavriel. There is yeshiva Thursday. For people chutzliya, there's no shayla about this portion, right? But people even inside the city might say, come, there's mechazik oilam. If you can't learn, just put your head down, and you might learn a little bit, worse comes to worse. This is Shiva Thursday, that means the boss is Tuesday and Thursday. Taku Shavu, Freilich, and Koshim, Chanukah, and Pesach.